The text for the sermon this morning comes from Psalm 91, verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. As you all know, I grew up in South Africa, in the province of Western Transvaal. It's also called the Flatland. I grew up with the idea that this psalm, especially when it talks about the arrow that flies by day, talks about thunder and lightning. Because to us living in Western Transvaal, lightning was considered as one of the biggest dangers on earth. Why? Because we knew so many people that were struck by lightning. We know of many fatalities because of lightning. And actually, when you still play golf in South Africa, you will find that there's a bell ringing whenever there's lightning or thunder, just to warn the people to get off the golf course. To me, this psalm meant that God will protect me from lightning. And to bring this psalm much more to home, we used to drive in South Africa to the Cape Coast for holidays. And we would go through these big high mountains. And usually by the afternoon, there were large shadows of the mountains on the roads. And I could just get a good picture of what the psalmist meant by the shadow of the Almighty. To think that his shadow was bigger than these mountains. In fact, his shadow covered the whole wide world. To me as a young boy, it was quite a gobsmacking idea to think that God will protect me under his big, enormous shadow. And of course, when we came to Scotland, I soon learned that snow is worse than lightning. And I'm also sure that the people who just returned from Peru can tell us many awesome stories about their experience of the almightiness of God. And I think this is most probably how we all feel when we listen and read and feel when we examine this psalm. But I think there's a lot of things in the psalm that we might not understand. So let us focus on the background information that we have of this psalm. This psalm is considered a wisdom psalm, where the intention of the writer is to tell the reader what wisdom really is. In the case of the Bible, wisdom is when you serve God, when you obey Him and listen to His Word. It's a general principle of life, seen in the wisdom literature of the Bible, that those who serve God is called the righteous. And the righteous will be spared unnecessary difficulties, and they will be prosperous, as described in Psalm 91. But we also know there are different views of what wisdom really is in the Bible. Because according to the wisdom teacher in Ecclesiastes, it's not true that those who serve the Lord will only encounter good things on this earth. According to him, the good and the dreadful happen to everyone, even the righteous who serve the Lord. And I'm sure this is exactly what the psalm is saying, but adding on to say, when the bad things do happen, the righteous, those who serve God, will have God to help them. They will know how to deal with the difficult situation. The author of this psalm does not want to indicate or stress that the righteous, those who choose God as their refuge, will not encounter difficult situations. when the difficult things do happen in their lives, the Lord God will help them to deal with it accordingly. The psalmist is saying, God is like a mother bird protecting the young under her wings, like I explained in the children's address. In nature, you often find when hens see a hawk flying past, they will scream to the chicks. They will run to her. She will open her wings and they will find a refuge under her wing. They will know she's protecting them. And this is what the psalmist is telling us. The only problem is where the young birds just instinctively know to run for their mother's wings, we often do the opposite when God warns us. We often run away from His voice and His warnings. We often make bad choices against our better judgment and against our belief system. Choices that we often regret later in life. And sometimes we choose not to listen to the Lord. We know He's the big architect of everything. But sometimes we just grab the plans from His hands and do our own things. We know alcohol cannot serve and help our problems. But some of us see it as our only option. We know that bad friends can drag us down. But still, we rather enjoy their company as to be alone. We know how important it is to spend time on our knees. But instead, we prefer to do with our time as we please. We know as a congregation that there's weekly prayer meetings. But it's shocking that we do not attend these meetings. It's shocking that on Monday evenings, there are only a few people that gather to pray for the life of this church. We know that God speaks to us on Sundays, but a lot of us still want to save the effort for another day. And the more choices we make in the wrong direction, the harder it gets to listen to the word and the voice of God. And then we find ourselves exposed to all sorts of trouble, hardships, sorrow, hurt, and even destruction. Is it not shocking that the young chick knows exactly what to do when trouble comes? But we, as very clever people, living in a very clever society, do not know. Or do we know? But we just ignore it. And then, to make matters worse, when everything seems to fall apart, we blame God for all the hurt and sorrow in our lives. We accuse Him of not loving us. But it's a fact of life. If the young does not climb under the wings of their mother, they most certainly will become the meal of the hawk. In our case, luckily, God knows us so well. He knows how deaf and stubborn we are. And He chose to do something that we could never do, namely to save humanity despite all our wrongs. He decided to keep His wings open for us, to shelter us from the hurt and the pain that we encounter all so often. In Jesus Christ, He became our only refuge in times of trouble. We have a choice. We have to commit ourselves to trust God in the most challenging times of our lives. We must run to God in faith, because if we do, the psalmist is promising us, we will experience His presence, His peace, and His holiness. To be under His wings does not mean we will not suffer. To be under His wings does not mean we are exempt from hardship. We will still suffer because that's our destiny as followers of Christ. We will encounter difficult times, but we will have the faith to cope with it. We will encounter days where we might feel utterly desolate and depressed, but with the help of God's Holy Spirit, we will find the strength to continue with life's journey. We will experience the need to solve our own problems with our own ideas. But all we need is to pray. And not only pray, but believe that God has a plan for our lives. If you are sitting in this church this morning, and you have difficult choices to make, close your eyes and give it to the Lord. He is your only shadow that will protect you. And if you do not have perspective on the things that is troubling you, speak to a brother or a sister in faith. We have a saying in Africa, if you want to enjoy the beauty of nature, do not stand with your eyes facing the sun. There's no way you can see anything with the sun shining in your eyes. No, go to the shadows. Go to the shade of a tree and you will find a beautiful panorama. Or in the words of the psalm, go to the shade of the Lord and you will see everything in His perspective. Even the most troubling things that can happen to you. Go now before it's too late. Amen.